All right, lads. A bit of order now, please.
Lads, sexist.
I wish to apologise for any sexism at the meeting.
Christ, Shatter, don't creep up on us like that for the last time.
I apologise profusely for creeping up on cabinet members and hereby withdraw my bat wings accordingly.
Hey, you can stop apologising now, can't you?
I must apologise again. Did somebody hear some annoying little voice?
I said you can stop it.
No, I can't hear it. Definitely not. I can't hear that, oh, look at me voice.
Hey, he's still not talking to me. I even poked him on Facebook and got nothing.
All right, Cunis. As we know, there's been a difficult week in the Department of Justice and the Gardaí and the... Can somebody get Riley to stop laughing, please? This is a crisis.
There's no use, Taoiseach. He's been laughing all week. It's literally the best week he's had in 3 years.
Oh, excellent. Anyway, Cameron has been on to me. The state visit to the UK is all in order. Tánaiste, will you organise a birthday card to be sent to the Queen?
My understanding, Taoiseach, is that it's not her actual birthday until the middle of April.
Well, I'm not taking any chances. You know what the feckin' post is like around here. It took Count Shatter more than 2 weeks to get a letter from Callanan, and Nick Wallace's credit card bills seem to be constantly going missing.
Maybe be quicker if we sent it in an ambulance.
I wouldn't bet on that.
Yeah, Howlin', what is it?
Taoiseach, if Minister Shatter is at his desk at 6 a.m. every morning, how come he failed abjectly to see this latest crisis coming down the road?
Well, Taoiseach, I'm only at my desk at 6 during the darker winter months. Ooh. At this time of year, it's becoming quite bright at 6.
Yes.
But I can assure you that after this weekend, when the clocks go forward, I will briefly be in my office at that ungodly hour again.
Ooh, he's brilliant, lads. How could you get rid of him?
Taoiseach, the handlers asked me to give you this little hammer.
What? What is it?
It's for the thing on the wall there.
In case of political emergency, break glass. What do I do?
You smash it during a crisis to get access to an emergency distraction. Ooh. We already opened one there on Tuesday.
What was it?
Gardaí have secretly been recording phone calls for the last 30 years.
Oh, so that's where it came from. But it didn't work. Ooh. The media have gone even more feckin' mental. Yeah. Here, I'll break another one. A bit of quiet there, lads.
So, what does it say, Leo?
It
says, Intel have spent €5 billion on upgrading their plant in Kildare.
Oh, yes!
Fantastic. Right. Have we made this announcement before?
7 times!
Taoiseach.
Wish Noonan's awake, lads.
I have to ask you, did you really sack the Garda Commissioner?
Absolutely not. What do you take me for? Some sort of dictator like Mahatma Gandhi?
Well, how come the Attorney General didn't tell you then if she knew all this time?
I know. And speaking of her, where is the AG?
Yeah. Oh, I think she's gone to spend more time with her CV.
All right, that's enough for today, lads. All right, cabinet dismissed. Jesus, Riley's turning purple. Will someone get him an ambulance?
No, please.
Quick.
Not an ambulance.
No, why not?
I'd have a better chance if I crawled to the matter.
Oh, <back in. laughs>